Hello, this is Deacon Phuc Phan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas, and thank you for joining me for evening prayer on this the memorial of St. Irenaeus, Bishop and Martyr. Let us begin. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. You are Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed are you, Simon, son of John. O praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God our Father, may all nations and peoples praise you. May Jesus, who is called faithful and true and who lives with you eternally, possess our hearts forever. You are Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed are you, Simon, son of John. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. O praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstone like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth, the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel, his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you establish peace within the borders of Jerusalem. Give the fullness of peace to your faithful people. May peace rule us in this life and possess us in the eternal life. You are about to fill us with the best of wheat. Grant that what we see dimly now as in a mirror, we may come to perceive clearly in the brightness of your truth. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. You are the chosen vessel of God, blessed Apostle Paul. You preach the truth throughout the whole world. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood, we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You are the chosen vessel of God, blessed Apostle Paul. You preach the truth throughout the whole world. Greetings from Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart to proclaim the gospel of God, which he promised long ago through his prophets, as the Holy Scriptures record, the gospel concerning his Son, to all in Rome, beloved of God and called to holiness, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The apostles proclaim the word of God and preach it faithfully. The apostles proclaim the word of God and preach it faithfully. They bore witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ and preached it faithfully. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The apostles proclaimed the word of God and preached it faithfully. How glorious are the apostles of Christ! In life they loved one another, in death they rejoiced together forever. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. How glorious are the apostles of Christ! In life they loved one another. In death they rejoiced together forever. The Lord Jesus built his holy people on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. In faith let us pray. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You once called Simon the fisherman to catch men. Now summon new workers who will bring the message of salvation to all peoples. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You claim the waves so that your followers would not be drowned. Guard your church, protect it from all dangers. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You gather your scattered flock around Peter after the resurrection. Good Shepherd, bring all your people together as one flock. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You sent Paul as apostles to preach the good news to the Gentiles. Let the word of salvation be proclaimed to all mankind. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You gave the keys of your kingdom into the hands of your holy church. Open the gates of that kingdom to all who trusted in your mercy while on earth. Lord, come to the aid of your people. Remember us, Lord, when you come into your kingdom and teach us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Grant, we pray, O Lord our God, that we may be sustained by the intercession of the blessed apostles Peter and Paul, that as through them you gave your church the foundations of her heavenly office, so through them you may help her to eternal salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit, and may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. Thank you again for joining me on this, the memorial of St. Irenaeus, Bishop and Martyr, as we pray evening prayer together. Have a blessed evening. God bless.